So Trump is angry at NATO for not participating in his absolutely foolhardy, stupid, lying, illegal, immoral, unethical, absolute thuggish, absolutely stupid, and genocidal, and in every way wrong attack, senseless attack on Iran, since the European NATO will not help him in this matter. He's strongly rebuking them and reconsidering his relationship with them. But the Israeli Defense Force is not going to participate in the ground invasion, and Trump doesn't have a problem with that. Let's see, the Israelis who dragged us into this war against the innocent, superior Iranians, those are such nice people. Iranian Persians are absolutely lovely folks. Special people, very nice people. I like them very much. I've traveled with them, I've met them, I know them. They are excellent people. Not like Jews, not like these entitled, smug, arrogant, obnoxious Jews who are absolutely genocidal, immoral, racist, the worst people on the earth. Okay? They're not even participating in their own defense. It's not a defense. It's because Persia is superior and Jews are a bunch of carpet merchants and nothing else. They're money changers. That's why, if you believe the apocryphal stories that Jesus going flipping over the tables, remember that? That was Jews who were behind those tables. Oh, but Jesus was a Jew, they say, the evangelicals, in order to rationalize this absolute stupid subservience and supine relationship to Israel that a smaller and smaller number of people are still in caught in the thrall, in the brainwashing of this Zio nightmare, this is Jewish nightmare we're all caught in, that the world is caught in. There's fewer and fewer and fewer people. Young people don't give a shit about these people. Okay? Young people don't care. It's like 55 and up. Definitely evangelicals and definitely people that are watching Fox News. So yes. So if you're watching Fox News, if you're an evangelical, or if you're like 55 years and older and are watching Fox News, yes, Jews are your God, and you can never criticize them. And we know you're watching Fox, so you know less than nothing about what's going on in the world. But even like these other networks that I hate, like CNN and MSNBC. I hate these networks, though. But so for the first time, if you've got me agreeing with them, because they're still Team Jew. It's just that they're on a different variation of the Jewish threat to our family and to our societies and to our world. They're on a different. There's two different kinds. I've gone through this a thousand times with you. And I'm not going to do it again. But there is the right-wing Jew and there is the left-wing Jew. And you sign up to one of those Jews, right? Well, Trump is the so-called right-wing Jew. And just remember this. The Israelis are not going to participate in the invasion of Iran. Don't ever forget that. If you're in the United States military, do not lift a finger to help Iran. I mean, to help Israel. Do not lift a finger. Do not lift a finger. Don't do anything. Do everything you can, actually, to make sure you do not participate in this attack on these innocent Iranians who are a thousand times superior in every way to these fucking Jewish rats. They're sending you to your deaths, and they're not even showing up for the fight. What the fuck, man? The Jews are not even showing up for the fight that they got you, that they got through that scumbag Trump, they got you to give your life for, and they're not even showing up for the fight. What scum. Israelis are scum. These people are scum. Don't fight. Don't fight for them. Don't give your life for them. And when it comes to pressing buttons to fire missiles in Iran, don't do it.